This is your KDNK local newscast for this Monday morning, October 17th. I'm Steve Cole. All around Colorado, county clerks are mailing ballots to voters ahead of Election Day on November 8th. News director Gavin Dahl talked to Colorado Common Cause Elections Director Elizabeth Steele about everything you need to know to make sure your vote gets counted this year.
What if folks haven't updated their registration or simply still need to register to vote?
If someone has not updated their registration, they should go to the Secretary of State's website, which is www.govotecolorado.com. And if they have a Colorado driver's license or state ID card, they'll be able to update their registration there. They should do that in order to be certain that they get a ballot, because ballots are not forwardable, so if it goes to the wrong address, it will not get to them. If they haven't registered to vote, they can go to the same website, and they can actually register to vote, assuming they have a state ID card or a driver's license. If they don't have one of those things, they can print out a voter registration form from that website or go to their county clerk's office and then process the paper registration form with their county clerk.
What's the last day to register and still actually get a mail ballot?
The last day to register and actually get a ballot mailed to you would be October 31st, Halloween.
But Colorado has Election Day registration. How does that work?
We do. Voters can register at any time up to and including on Election Day. Beginning October 24th, counties will have locations called Voter Service and Polling Centers that will be open, so someone can go in person and register to vote there, and if they want, cast their ballot at that same time. When you do that at a Voter Service and Polling Center, if you want to vote there, you do need to bring a form of ID.
Okay, so let's talk about filling out your ballot. I want to ask you, with relatively unpopular presidential candidates, there will be some voters who want to leave the presidential race blank or write someone in. What works and what doesn't?
So you're not required to vote in every race. So if someone doesn't want to vote in the presidential race or in any other race, they can leave that race blank, not vote for anybody, and the remainder of their ballot will still be counted. In terms of write-in candidates, in order for your vote for a write-in candidate to be counted, that write-in candidate has to have filed an affidavit with the Secretary of State's office prior to the election, certifying that they're running for president. If you, for example, wanted to vote for Donald Duck, you could write in Donald Duck, but that vote won't be tallied because Donald Duck hasn't filed an affidavit with the Secretary of State.
That we know of.
that we know of. But you can always write in one of the candidates that has been certified, then that vote would be tallied for that candidate.
And is it at all a problem that someone spills coffee on their ballot or, some soup gets on there? I mean, does that happen?
It does happen. And we would encourage anybody who has spilled their coffee or their soup or whose kids have scribbled on the ballot to go to a voter service and polling center and get what was called a replacement ballot. If you don't and you turn in your ballot with those marks, it will be duplicated and it will be processed, duplicated so that it can go through the counting machine and won't get rejected. But the best way to be sure that your intention with respect to your votes is counted the way you want it to be is to have a clean ballot that's marked only with the arrows or the ovals, depending on what county you're in, completed the way you're instructed to do it on the ballot so that it's clear what your intent is.
My guest is Elizabeth Steele, Elections Director at Colorado Common Cause. Once folks have a ballot in hand, do the research, cast their votes, what does Common Cause recommend they do with it?
Voters have options in terms of how to return that ballot. The easiest, the best, the quickest, the most assured way to return your ballot would be to take it to a drop-off location. And you can drop off your ballot in any county. So if you work in one county and live in another, you can still drop off your ballot in the county where you work. And there are drop-box locations. Some of them are 24-hour drop-boxes, depending on your county. You can find a list of those at a website called justvotecolorado.org. If you put in your county and click on the option that says you want to find a drop location, it will come up with those that are available. You can also return it in the mail. That will require putting postage on it. The postage might be several stamps. It will vary by county. You have to account for the fact that there's some mailing time, and ballots must be received, not postmarked, but received in the county by 7 p.m. on November 8th.
So you mentioned Just Vote Colorado. You guys help facilitate this. It's a nonpartisan election support project. Tell us about that.
Just Vote Colorado Election Protection is a nonpartisan program that is run by Common Cause in conjunction with other organizations, Mi Familia Vota, the Colorado Lawyers Committee, Disability Law Colorado, and the Colorado Lawyers Committee. We have a website, justvotecolorado.org, that has voter information on where their voter service and polling centers are, where drop-off locations are in every county, as well as voter FAQs. And we operate a hotline so that voters with questions can call. We will have a call center in operation here in Colorado beginning next Monday. And on November 7th and 8th, we'll have a 12-line call center, both English and Spanish. The English hotline is 1-866-OUR-VOTE, and the Spanish hotline is 1-888-VE-VOTA.
I've noticed in the past that folks who make a lot of the mailers that are sent out often put the Just Vote phone numbers on their materials. Do you hear from residents who get confused and think you guys are the ones putting out all the ads since you're the ones answering the phone?
We do all the time. And we do not do any mailings to voters about any issue. We're nonpartisan. The website is available to anyone who wants to use it, obviously. And the hotlines are national hotline numbers. So organizations that are looking to do civic engagement and get out the vote will frequently put our website and the hotline number on it. We're happy to have them do it, but we ask usually that they please put a disclaimer saying that we're not responsible for the actual content of the flyer. But people call us all the time. We try and direct them to the people who may have actually sent the flyer, but it's not us.
With Colorado still considered a battleground state, particularly for a couple of congressional races, folks are receiving robocalls and a lot of campaign advertising mailers. Is it true that voting early may reduce the amount of junk mail and election-related phone calls we receive?
It is true, or so we've been assured by campaigns and candidates, that as they check who has already voted, they will take those names and phone numbers and addresses off their list. And so it is a good idea to vote early, and the fastest way to get your ballot into the I already voted category is to drop it off.
Elizabeth Steele, Elections Director at Colorado Common Cause. Good luck these next few weeks. Thanks so much for speaking to us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Remember, you can listen to all of KDNK's election coverage on our website. Go to KDNK.org, hover over the news button, and select 2016 election. The first wave of ballots will be mailed to Colorado voters today. Penta Birkeland has more at the state capitol.
Every active registered voter receives a ballot in the mail. The Secretary of State's office says 3.1 million ballots will be mailed out in total. Lynn Bartles is the spokeswoman for the Secretary of State.
Colorado is traditionally a really high turnout state. It'll be interesting to see what happens with this election. In 2014, Republicans were the first one to really turn in their ballots quickly, and then the Democrats caught up.
Her office will track when ballots are turned in and break it down by party affiliation. Voters have several options on how to return ballots. They can drop it off, mail it, or vote in person at a polling site on Election Day, or they can vote in person early. Ballots have to be received by county clerks 7 p.m. November 8th. I'm Benta Birkeland at the state capitol.
It's getting closer. This Thursday night, October 20th, KDNK hosts a DJ training at 5 here at the station. And from 5:30 to 7, we are broadcasting live from the 3rd Street Center for the Mayoral Forum. That same evening at 7:15, Town of Carbondale's Planning Commission will hold a public hearing at Town Hall to consider regulations on short-term rentals. At its previous meeting, the Planning Commission elected longtime commission member and local business owner Michael Durant to serve as chair pro tem. The Freeman Fire, actively burning north of Rudai Reservoir on Forest Service land, has grown to 300 acres with an estimated 10% contained. There were no evacuation notices as of Sunday afternoon, but some homes have received pre-evacuation warnings. The Upper Colorado River Interagency Fire Management Team, including National Park Service, BLM Forest Service, and local emergency service personnel, will keep fighting the fire as it burns between the 2x4 and Freeman Creek drainages in grass, brush, and timber stands. Helicopters, hotshot crews, and federal fire engines were among the resources deployed by approximately 80 responders over the weekend. Smoke is visible from Frying Pan Road, Basalt, Meredith, Thomasville, and rural Eagle County. Hopefully these gusty winds won't be extraordinarily problematic for the crews today. Carbondale's ditches were turned off Friday, except for about 1 cubic feet per second, to River Valley Ranch, which plans to apply fertilizer for the winter this week. In addition to getting the ditches around town turned off, Carbondale will close and winterize bathrooms in parks and athletic fields at the end of this week.